Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, FPL expert Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And not Tom, but stand-in presenter Taylor. Hello.
Hello.
Tom is not with us. He's not dead. That sounded ominous, didn't it? given the week's current affairs. He's not dead, but he is not with us tonight. Probably good because he could goad in his glory and how much better he's doing than me. But he's not here. Taylor's going to be filling in. So we've got twice the West Ham fans, twice the people doing better than me in FPL, but maybe some actual insight into FPL. Who knows? It might be a football-based episode.
Seems unlikely, but...
Stranger things have happened.
It's got more chance. There'll probably be less doo-wop.
There'll be less doo-wop, less big cats, and less sausages. Yeah. So it could be a good episode. If you're new to the podcast, don't. It is still a FPL Fantasy Premier League podcast, running through all the stuff happening game week 21, all your tweets and questions in part two, and obviously a bit of game week 22 in part three. Looking forward to some tips. We'll go through some of the results and a bit from FPL talking points throughout all the results. We might as well start with the Leicester result. There's no love of Spurs on this podcast. But Leicester got a 1-0 result against Spurs. Everyone had started to write them off a little bit in terms of Premier League ambitions, thinking, oh, you know, they'll probably start to tail off now. And then they go and get a result against Spurs. Is a title still possible?
Yeah, well, I still don't know. But it was when you think how highly people rate Tottenham's chances of winning the league, people talking about them as being serious contenders. Like, you know, at least an outside, at least in the top three people. But no one mentions Leicester. And they're fucking joint top, aren't they?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the points are. They're on.
Both on 32, are they?
I think it's level now, yeah.
Yeah, both on level. It's like two goals in it, goal difference.
That is mad.
Yeah.
I think this,
42 know, this, maybe, something like that.
This late in the season, if that was any of the typical big four, they'd say, if Liverpool, even if Liverpool were, say, 6 points behind Arsenal right now, people would say they could win the league.
They would.
It's incredible that someone who could be level at top of the league, yeah.
And still not be considered serious. And people, like you say, people talking about Spurs, I think partly because their next four games are very good games. I said this in a blog last week, but I thought they might get through the Leicester game and then it was looking good. But yeah, they're still there. From an FPL point of view, obviously, it was Robert Huth who got the goal, so not Vardy and Mahrez. We're going to be coming on to some of the Leicester players in a question later on, but title wise, I don't think you can write them off.
That was a great header if you saw it as well. Did you see who said it?
Rolling back. No, I didn't.
It was just he stood, it went to the back of the area, and he just stood at the back of the area and just didn't jump, just arced his head and headed it like about 16 yards back the other way.
Oh, God, we got another one exaggerating. 16 yards. I want to see that.
It was about that, yeah.
We can find out that the 16 yard header. Other end of the table, we had Villa beating Crystal Palace 1-0, which was a shock for absolutely everyone.
Fans of Chris, what's his name? Dan everywhere. Scott Dan.
Scott Dan. I know, yeah, well, Scott Dan has been a good FPL performer, but the thing is with FPL, if Villa win, and it just affects nobody. Because they're so, if you were to add up the percentages of their players picked, it would probably be less Mahrez in total. There's probably less Villa players picked than Mahrez as a in absolute total. We've got our club mascot with us again. But yeah, in terms of choosing Villa players, they still, you know, they could get three wins from the next three games and I don't think anyone would be getting them. Is there anyone? No one stands out there, do they, from an FPL point of view?
IU's quite good, but not FPL-wise, no.
Yeah, and again, he hasn't, I don't know, I can't remember. Is he injury? I haven't noticed him in FPL points-wise. I know he was a big signing for them. But, you know, everyone was kind of joking that they got the wrong IU.
I think no one got the right
eye. Yeah, true. But then, well, that begs the question. In terms of relegation, teams sort of facing a relegation battle, then there's an area where other players aren't picking those players from there for their FPL teams. But, you know, Andre Ayew, even though Swansea, like it or not, are in a relegation battle, that he actually still, he got on a sit, well, he fell over for a penalty over his own foot and gets a goal for Swansea.
Yeah,
I think if they're a team that will score goals whilst they lose, then there's still merit in having in teams going down players from those teams.
Yeah, I thought about that with Wijnaldum for Newcastle.
Yeah, exactly.
These players, I think, he's not too expensive. I don't know how much he is. Is he about 5 million? Maybe he's a bit more than that, six. When he first started, but if you kept him in for the whole thing, he's got as many points as he's in the top 10, isn't he? I think.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. It doesn't mean everything, even if you've only got a few points. They just
exactly
scores. They score and they lose 5-1, but he still scored. So.
Exactly, and or you could be, you know, winning games and not getting on the score sheet. But Ayew and Wijnaldum are still two of the top ten in midfielders. I know you shouldn't take responsibility for this, Taylor, because you weren't here. But at some point, Ash, we have to address the fact that Jermaine Defoe.
we address the fact how highly we picked him. I think we unfortunately let the cat out of the bag a bit early on Twitter. I think somebody already posted up saying that, you know, obviously we were being sarcastic last week when I went on a 15-minute tirade about what a turncoat he was and how the guy who tweeted in saying that he should triple captain him was an absolute spastic.
It might be my favourite tweet ever, where we asked him whether he put Defoe in his team in the end, and he said, "No, you called me McRib and laughed at me, so I didn't."
I think he might have done. I think somebody else tweeted him saying, "No, you should do it. They don't know what they're talking about."
A proper FPL account gave him the advice. It wasn't bad. But yeah, so McRib asked us last week, Taylor, whether he should put Jermaine Defoe in his team. And we kind of, to be fair, our point was, for that money, there's lower risks for the team.
Yeah.
Like, you could have Bojan at Stoke, or Agallo's only 0.2 more. Troy Deeney takes penalties at Watford. They score a lot of goals. So it was a valid point, but it has to be said, anyone who had Defoe this week, then that's a hell of a pick. So what is our stance, Ash? Are we apologising? Are we taking it back? Are we just pretending it didn't happen?
I take full responsibility. Well, we were joking in a way. I do think it was...
In a way.
Well, it's like I do think it was mental getting him in, although, you know, at least for 1 week it's right. I don't know whether the course of it will turn out. Though his goal scoring record for them is good. I think he scored 13 in 30 or something.
Like, he has done a good job, yeah. You know, I know you guys don't like him as West Ham fans, but he's one of the top goal scorers of all time in Premier League history.
Oh, God.
And score goals. He could do a job as a third or fourth striker for a top side still, but FPL wise, I couldn't see Sunderland scoring four goals ever.
No, yeah, that's right.
And it has to be said that the referee had an absolute shocker. Like, Swansea should never have been down to 10 men, and I still stand by, if they don't go down to 10 men, Sunderland don't win that game. But we had a tweet from FPL Jesus, said that he was very much very much looking forward to the Gaffer Tate's backtrack on what they said about Defoe.
Oh, God. I still don't think you should get him. If anything, he should transfer him out now. That's what I'm saying. I'm doubling down. If you've got Defoe, transfer him out. You've had your week of glory.
Well, that's it. Surely it can't get better.
Who's got next week?
Oh, God.
Well, no, I know, but if he does it next week, that's ridiculous. Next week, Sunderland have got Spurs away.
Right, yeah. It could do. Oh, yeah, he might actually do it against Spurs.
I don't know. But, I mean, he is a good player. That was never the argument. He's obviously capable of goals. But anyway, we'll move on. And, you know, we expect the Twitter backlash that we'll no doubt get and have already started to get, and we haven't even done a fucking podcast yet.
At least it wasn't like the FPL dickhead thing.
Yeah, I think this might be worse, to be honest with you.
But at least we ripped him. Because I thought, to be honest, earlier in the season, someone tweeted it. It's the same thing. Someone tweeted in and said, and a few people did, we probably had 10 tweets on it, where people said, oh, should we bring in Hazard? And a couple of episodes, we really said, like, no, that is totally mental. He's going to be shit. It doesn't matter what he does. It's not going to be worth it. And then after those, I did think, oh, God, if he now scores a hat-trick, we're going to look like a right bunch of dicks.
Well, you were right there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's proved out the whole season so far. I never, ever thought, after saying don't pick Defoe, that he would possibly ever do anything.
It was my heart sank as he scored the goal. Just watching them go in one at a time, I was like, oh, for Christ's sake, we're in trouble.
It's so funny watching Ashley. We were at dinner, sitting at dinner, and Ashley just kept going, oh, no. Oh, no. And he was like, well, firstly, Defoe's got a hat-trick, and I've got 50 notifications from Twitter. Being like, lol.
Nothing but shit. You can't get it right. But,
disaster. So who are we casting this week so I can put them in my team?
Well, exactly. That's it. Yeah. We'll pick someone throughout the podcast, and someone will tweet us and we'll laugh at them for a ridiculous suggestion.
Yeah.
But other results, Bournemouth were beaten 3-1 by West Ham. Obviously, that is a thing we did say last week. We said if Payet's back for 90 minutes, even if he's only playing a half, he's well worth bringing in your side. And you were kind of proved right there. Well, as West Ham fans, he really is the difference, isn't he?
Yes. I think, if anything, us tipping Payet for the season outweighs untipping Defoe for the week. So... Yep. Ipso facto genius.
Well, before the season, before anyone had kicked a ball, you said put Payet in your squad, and I said put Andre Ayew in your squad, and they're both top 8-9 performers in terms of FPL overall for the season in midfield. But he's if you're going to finish top, you know, dare I say it, 4, but definitely 5 or 6, then he's the guy who can do that, isn't he?
I think if it just comes down to whether he stays fit as to whether we do well, and obviously if you can play him or not, and how many injuries they get around him, because now Carroll's out again, like perma-injured.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it was good Valencia scored a couple, because yeah, if he could start firing him, but I don't know if he's that consistent. But Payet, yeah, just because we hadn't, people had sort of, I don't think people have thought we haven't done that well in the last couple of games. We went before we've won 3 on the bounce, but before that we were unbeaten for ages.
Yeah,
and it's just the difference like he makes in creating chances, I guess, for like anyone to take.
It's great. Yeah, that's exactly it. He's kind of your, you know, if you look at Leicester over, you know, overperforming this season in terms of Mahrez and Vardy, you've got Payet. But if you had a guy who was banging in goals at the rate of Vardy, then
yeah,
you
know, definitely. Yeah. So it's like Leicester. It shows how being like good at the back, like in defence.
Yeah,
it sounds silly, but you know, look at some. It just helped a lot if you can keep clean sheets, but then games they can win 1-0.
Well, no, it's right though, because look at Man United, they've been terrible, haven't they?
Yeah.
But then they're not actually doing that bad in the league, because they rarely, apart from this weekend, they have rarely conceded.
Yeah,
like, what was it? Up until the other day, they'd only conceded 2 goals at home all season.
I think there was a stat the other day that Paddy Power actually tweeted that at half time at home, they've been 0-0 at half time in 9 of their last 10 home games. With the 10th game being just 1-0 to the opposition.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you don't concede goals,
yeah.
you won't be top of the league, but you certainly won't be bottom. Elsewhere in the league, we had that game where we just talked about Man United 3, Newcastle 3. Absolutely no one saw that amount of goals in that game. But Wayne Rooney's already taken a 1.5% spike in picks since that game. But what do you think, Taylor? Is even though he gets 2 goals and an assist, is he really tempting as an FPL
pick? I thought about this after watching the highlights. And I saw that he scored a couple, and I know he scored. What is it? 3 games in a row now. And he got an assist as well, and I thought, oh, he looks good. But it's just this season is so bad that you just, why would you do it? Just think maybe now, because I found I was thinking I put in Aguero this weekend for it, and he didn't score. But yeah, maybe it's time to take a chance on him. I'm not sure who their next couple of games are.
They've got Liverpool this coming week, Greg Moan. But for me, it's more that Man United aren't, you know, they scored 3 goals this week. That's not going to be common.
No, I think that's the thing. But I don't know, he could...
Well, he got 8 and then 16. If it carries on at this rate, he's 32 points next week. So.
Well, yeah, non-United fans will throw the accusation that his goals all come from the penalty spot. But from an FPL point of view, who gives a shit?
Yeah. The same as Mahrez, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get 2 penalties every week. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I couldn't care less where he scores the goals.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd take a chance on him. But I know. Yeah, I wouldn't take a chance on him yet.
Yeah, they've got Liverpool, Southampton, Stoke, Chelsea in the next 4 games.
Yeah.
It's really difficult to say. They could win. Oh, God, no. Who knows? Yeah.
Predicting fixture runs this season has been utterly redundant.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't know what a difficult game is anymore.
Especially as those games, like Liverpool, Southampton, Stoke, Chelsea, those 4 teams. Sounds like all of those are going to be 0-0.
Yeah.
So
they could get 12 points from those 4 points or no points. I don't know. Like, it's so ridiculous with how things are going this year. Every time you expect Chelsea to get a result and think, okay, but now the corner's turned. It's the biggest fucking corner in the history of Rhodes, because everyone keeps saying we're turning it. But yet they draw 2-2 with West Brom when they had, you know, ample opportunity to win a game. Now conditioned.
Maybe they're doing that thing, you know, like, if you're stuck in a maze, you can just always turn left, and eventually you come out of the maze the other end. Maybe Chelsea are doing that, but they've ended up on a roundabout, so they're just turning the world's biggest infinite corner.
I think it's just a really clever performance review scheme where you get judged year on year, and they know that next year's bonuses are going to be incredible. It's all done on a 12-month review from your previous year, so that's what's going to happen. Man City drew 0-0 with Everton. Southampton got a 2-0 win against Watford. Shane Long on the score sheet again. He's not a bad third striker pick. You know, Graziano Pella's out. He's under 1% picked, Shane Long. And he's one of those annoying strikers that can have a really good game without scoring a goal, which is great in normal football, but in FPL, very frustrating. But Southampton are pretty another unpredictable team. Stoke beat Norwich 3-1. And then the really exciting game of the round, or another one, was Liverpool-Arsenal 3-3. Did either of you catch that?
I saw the highlights from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name? Firmino's goal was a bit good, wasn't it? The second one.
Oh, yeah, really, really good, yeah. Nearly, that volley, he nearly scored as well. He like, sort of chested it.
Yeah.
Pinged it onto the bar.
His left foot, yeah.
He's a weird player, isn't he? He's just such, yeah. Just awful when I've seen him, ever watched him. He's awful, apart from the Man City and Arsenal game, where he's like the best player ever. He looked like a £50 million player, and then other times he looks like 5 pence player. It's just that bad. It's so
he's
weird.
Frustrating.
Did they play? I didn't see the game. Did they start playing in false nine?
Yeah,
well, they played without a striker, and it is worth noting that Liverpool's best performances, the Southampton demolished job of Southampton, the game against Chelsea, the game against City, and against Arsenal last night, they've played each of those games without a striker. Like, and they've played that kind of either Coutinho or Firmino in that false nine, which doesn't bode well for Benteke, obviously, because he's a big investment. But
well, it's difficult when you've got, I think, when you've got two £30 million strikers.
Yeah.
Thankfully, they're both always suspended or injured, but yeah. It's difficult to leave either of them out, isn't it? We've got them.
Benteke,
yeah.
He's weird, isn't it? I thought he was going to do really well at the start of the season, but I suppose if you spend £100 million on centre-attack midfielders and you've got no wingers, then somebody who scores headers is never going to score. I've sort of realised that now.
Yeah.
If they all cut inside, then
yeah.
It's not really Benteke's fault.
You know, it's such a cliche, but you don't just become a bad player. But Benteke, when I watched him... a couple of weeks ago, was it against Newcastle? I can't remember. It was awful. It was really awful. He would look how I look playing five a side.
I think it comes down to the I think the FA Cup final has really affected him. Do you remember that? And I had like I put a fiver on some really weird bet, and part of it that was the Benteke scored.
Yeah.
And they just kept like playing the weirdest strategy instead of like crossing the ball into him to head it. They just kept doing the weirdest things, like, oh, they'd pass it to the back of the box. Yeah. For him to like chest it down and play it across, and he just looked the whole time like he didn't know what the fuck was going on.
That might be because they've got Kieran Richardson right back. You can't aim across. So he's going to like across.
Well, do you know what?
Yeah.
Villa are still reeling from that game because I remember watching the cup final. Like, obviously, we watched it together, and there were times it was an FA Cup final. They were 25 yards out, and no one wanted to even have a shot.
Yeah.
They were just. It was depressing. It was like watching an animal being put down. Watching Villa in that cup final.
Maybe he's just recovering from it.
Yeah, well, either way, they played very well without a striker, which doesn't bode well for him because, you know, a 3-3 draw against Arsenal isn't a bad result, bearing in mind they're probably still the people's favourite to take the title. But yeah, old Firmino gets points, and then Ramsey gets a lot of FPL points. It's like a blast from last season.
For fuck's sake. So obviously, I brought Ramsey in 6 weeks ago,
yeah.
And he went on the longest 2-point run of any player ever.
They started playing him quite deep in a kind of a holding role, didn't they?
Yeah, so this week I finally lost patience, ditched him and De Bruyne, and then immediately he scored like about 10 seconds after I did.
Yeah, he had a good week in the kind of way that he used to have quite a lot. And somehow Will Monk of our league had Giroud, Firmino and Ramsey. Who the fuck has Firmino in their team still? I get angry when people get it right for that reason.
Is it like the thing where somebody hasn't changed their team ever?
Probably.
And they've got, because that would be a well good start of the season team.
Yeah,
if you had Ramsey, Firmino, Giroud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why you have Firmino.
Yeah, I'd understand why you have Giroud or Ramsey, but you know. There'll be the Defoe thing, there'll be loads of people who put him in the beginning of the season and haven't touched their team.
Yeah.
That's a proper beginning of the season pick.
And it's all those people who pick somebody and then just let it go forever. Just like, oh yeah, well, just wait. One more week. The guy, at least the guy who tweeted him was fine because he got him that week.
That's, yeah, he was really clever. Looking at a pick. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Not, oh, I've had him in my team for 20 weeks. And then, like, eventually, one of these players that's been really shit all season will suddenly score a hat trick and you're like, yes, I've done it.
Yeah, I told you all that he was going to be good.
Now, well, on average, he scored 2.1 points a week.
They're the people who can't grasp the mass of the fact that they're still wrong. Well, Hazard's a perfect example of that. Hazard could score 2 goals this weekend and he still isn't worth it having your team the whole time. But yes, that's the roundup of the game week. In terms of personally, I don't know about you two, but this has been the most depressing game week I've ever had in fantasy. Only one of my players scored more than 3 points.
How many points did you get total?
I ended on 25, 24, I think. It was horrendous.
What was the average? I got 42, actually. 44.
The average ended up being around, I think it was 35 or 36 in the end.
I had 2 weeks over Christmas where I got 20.
Yeah.
So it was a disaster. So it wasn't that bad. I had, annoyingly, I probably the 8th week this season I've done it. I had Simpson on the bench.
Right.
If you've not got him, he's so good. I think he was, he's still only 4.1 million according to my thing. I think he was even less than that when I got him. He just gets 6 points every week. He got 7 this week.
Speaking of defenders quickly, to hear about Simpson, do you think that it's worth, maybe when you do wildcard this, or even at the start of the season, I know that's ages ago, but maybe next year, or even now, you can change it around. But having, and that's really hard to judge, but you know a couple of, you know, say someone like we said, Leicester, Tottenham, West Ham, have all done well. Not just having 3 of their defenders. You're getting like 7 points every week.
6 points for finishing.
Did you talk about this a couple of weeks ago?
We talked about it, but we didn't quite come to a like conclusion, because I think there's definite merit in there, because goals don't really punish you. If you lose 3-0, you don't really lose any points. You just don't get any.
Yeah, I think the problem with it is it would have to be a team. Like, you could do it. I've had it stages of this season with Man United.
Yeah.
You could have 3 Man United players and it'd be okay, because they keep a lot of clean sheets, but they don't score anything.
Yeah.
The problem is anybody who's good, like say Chelsea, who for the last X amount of years kept loads of clean sheets, that's fine. You could have 3 of their people. That'd be quite good. Like if you had Cech, Terry and Ivanovic would be quite cool. But then you haven't got any of their strikers who score 3 every game as well. So
and that would take a huge chunk of your budget.
Oh, yeah.
Man United or Leicester isn't about, those kind of clubs aren't so bad because they don't cost as much. But I've got two Man United. I've got De Gea and Smalling in now. Who did you both captain this week?
William.
Right.
And he got an assist, so I got 10 from him.
But he's the only guy who got more than 3 points for me. Who did you captain, Ash?
Aguero, who got 15 points. No one look up the league.
And then we can never disagree with you.
Yeah. I picked it doesn't matter how well I do in the league, I pick the wrong captain every week. I could have stuck with Ramsey and captain him. Brilliant. I would have got more points if I had stuck with, I made the decision about a month ago to just keep captaining Mahrez, and I would have got 1-2 extra points if I just stuck with him.
I captained Igalo. I thought Watford might get Southampton a game. And I looked at the stats after 70 minutes and Watford hadn't had a shot yet.
They were really bad in that game.
Really?
Yeah. Highlights, they were awful. Yeah, they kept doing the, back passes where you pass to the defender and then straight to the striker. It's like everyone was like that. They put in a new centre-back for that game as well, like Prudel. It looked like it was a complete nightmare.
It wasn't a good pick. But we will have I'll have a quick rundown of the top 10 of the Gaffer Tapes League before we look at our league positions and go to the break for part two. We've had a couple of changes, movers and shakers in the top 10. In 10th place, it is Bob's team, Bob Johnson. In 9th place, it's Challenge Everything. In 8th place, it's Inkstocan, Harvey Smith. Then it's Mum's Tennis Friends in 7th. JRB Defending in 6th. AFC Newfin Rock in 5th, Elliot Levy. Right in Debushi in 4th. A new entrant, I think, is Keep Calm and Climb Up. Oh, Mohammed Al. Mohammed Al-Kazi, he's new, isn't he?
Even though he's shot up the league.
He's 1,236 points. In second place is Pinky and De Bruyne, we're told, 1,237 points. And then with a 20-point lead, it's Lady Norwich, John Mielder. Gare Mielder's vanished. Gare Mielder is... He's
15th.
I don't know what's done.
15th, yeah.
Is that where he is?
It's the Isle of Nubumbu.
Isle of Nubumbu, which I do like. Yeah, oh, that was a bit... Vanishing is harsh, considering I'm in... 354. So that's vanishing. So I'm in 354. Tom is in 175th, and Ash just a one click wanker in 51st.
No, it still makes me. Oh yeah, it does. So annoying because I took a. If I'd just done nothing, if I'd just when I went to do my team, if my phone had run out of battery, I would now be about 35th. Because I took a 4-point hit and what's his name scored, didn't he?
Ramsey,
yeah.
So don't blame your phone.
So I've been about 20 points better off. That's what I'm saying, is if I'd just done nothing, I overthought it.
You did get
where? How are you getting on, Taylor?
I am 147. I've sort of been around sort of between 100 and 150 for most of it.
You're getting towards potential beef with Tom.
Yeah, he's catching on me, every week. I've fluctuated between now. I don't know how many points is he on.
We can find out, but we can get some beef there.
I'm 40 off Ashley, who's 50, so it shows you the gap between 150 and 50 is just not a lot.
Brilliant, that's exactly what I need, is you and Tom taking me over.
We can't have Tom beating us all. I have to accept that I've probably lost to him.
Yeah, he's 11 points behind me, so next week he could easily take me over.
If you get within 5 points of each other, we're going to get Stimmers, our listener, to do a beef matrix.
Yeah, please.
We're gonna get that on. We're gonna get it on. We'll do that.
Sab's watch.
Yeah, how's Sab then?
599.
Oh God.
He's 12 places off bottom, so he has improved slightly.
Yeah. Oh, we might lose a listener there. He might just give up.
Isn't Fifi Chambers Clark?
She was in the league last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's 598, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But beating Sabs.
Yeah. And I'm in danger of getting beef with regular tweeter. Is it Adam Heppen? What is it?
Heppenstahl.
Adam Heppenstahl is 1 point ahead of me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there's beef.
He's going down.
But have a look at the league and see where you are. And if there's anyone around you, tweet us, hashtag beefstrogonoff, and we'll set up some beef for you. We want that beef.
Yeah.
So if you happen to be floating around the lower echelons at 350th, give me a shout and we can chat, depress each other about how shit we are at FPL. But the good news is you don't run an FPL podcast with your mates and I do.
But it doesn't work. It's so depressing either way, because if you're doing badly, it's like, oh my God, I'm 300th. If you're doing quite well, it's like, oh my God, I'm like 23rd. I'm not in the top 10. Then you get into the top 10, it's like, oh my God, I'm third. I can't get first. And then you get to first, and then you're like, oh, I'm still 130th in the world.
Yeah, I'll take 130th in the world right now, but sadly I'm not there. I can't even get 130th in my own fucking league. It's embarrassing. Right, but anyway, on that positive note, in part two, we're going to be going through some of your tweets. Tommy Tea Cakes left us a list of tweets that we should be reading out and asking questions. And then in part three, we're going to have a quick look at Game Week 22, find out what Ash and Taylor are doing for Game Week 22, and possibly a quiz, I presume, Ash?
Oh, we've got a well-constructed quiz.
Which can only mean, I don't know. It's a Meccano of quizzes, apparently. But all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tape. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Ash and Taylor filling in for Tom, at least it's a T. Can we call him Taylor Tea Cakes? I don't think it works as well, does it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, loves it. Tommy T Biscuit is in here.
But let's see how much of a fan Taylor is when we get to it. See if he knows the theme for the tweets section.
Oh no, this one's really hard, the new one.
The new one, I like it. Yeah. It's
you've
a harder
about,
one.
You've had about four, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Tom isn't scared of changing it. He's like a Beyonce. The costume change happens a lot.
Is it time for that, or are we doing the Gaffer Gambler first?
Well, there isn't much Gaffer Gambler stuff, but actually, we were just talking earlier about, or Taylor was saying about league winners and people saying who's in the race and who's not. And Leicester are still at 12-1 to win the league with Bet365, which is still quite long. Man City at 2.20 decimal odds. And Arsenal 2.25. Now you boys, West Ham, 150. Yeah.
150 each way. Can you do it each way? You must be able to.
Well, it depends what they're offering. They probably would do it each way. Each way is for first or second though.
Yeah. No, still.
It's still not great, is it?
I wonder what we are to finish in the Champions League. I wonder what Leicester are to finish in the Champions League.
I don't think you get good odds now on Leicester in the Champions League because people are now actually accepting that could happen.
Yeah. Oh God, I hope they qualify, but get an automatic spot as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I, yeah, I'd like to see them in the group stage. I think it'd be fucking brilliant.
Yeah, it's the Barcelona next year. That's just gonna be mad. Jamie Vardy just taking out PK. Yeah.
I just want to see. I want to see Neymar getting off the bus in Leicester.
Yeah.
Where am I?
You know what'll happen though. They'll get through, and either they'll end up somehow, even if they finish second. There'll be some like FIFA rule where it means they've got to go through qualifying, and they'll pull Real Madrid because they've been busted down for breaking a FIFA law, and then Leicester will lose 100-0, or they'll go through to the group stage and get the worst, most shittiest group. Yeah. It'll be them, two teams you've never heard of, and Roma, and they'll lose every game 1-0.
Yeah.
That's it.
But the good news is Real Madrid can't sign the mercurial Jamie Vardy because they've been given a two-window transfer ban. So yeah. Everything served. Yeah, Real and Atletico both on a two-window transfer ban because they're just in hundreds of millions of pounds worth of debt, but it's all right because they've got a massive overdraft, so it's fine. More tempting odds for you, Ash. I know you're talking about it off air. FA Cup, as it's been Cup weekend, West Ham at 28-1. That's a bit more tempting, right?
That another one each way. 14 to get to the final.
Yeah, exactly. Each way to get to the final will halve your odds. That's not bad at all.
No.
Can you bet on your own team? I don't know if I could. I feel like I was cursing it way too much.
Yeah, that's true. I do prefer betting on people that are playing West Ham, and then when we inevitably lose, it's like, takes it away, and then you don't care if we win. It feels like you've brought the win.
Maybe we should put some money on Liverpool.
It's like you're a Abramovich.
Double down.
Yeah.
I think if I've learned anything, it's that I'm not afraid to bet on anything. I don't have any rules of what I can't bet on.
Would you bet on Hibs to beat Hearts in Clash of the Dougals?
I don't know. It's got that official name. I don't know. I don't think I couldn't beat on. I'd bet on Hibs in like a coupon, but not to beat Hearts. No. So you have found my one rule.
Yeah.
But then they very rarely beat us.
We need Tommy, who would have made a good joke about you betting on coupons. I don't know what it is.
He would have said some horrendous like jargon that he doesn't understand. but yeah, no, there are. Apart from that, I'll pretty much bet on anything. But yeah, it is that time of the podcast where we go through some of your tweets. Like we say, T-Whistle's left us some tweets to go through. And Ash wanted to test Taylor to see if he knows the deal.
No.
He doesn't.
Do one of the jingles.
I know two of them, is it? Tweets like chocolate, that one.
And
then tweet for my tweet.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
That's the two. I don't know the new one, though.
Yeah, but you have to do it in tune.
Tweet for my tweet. Don't admit.
That's the original.
Is that the original one?
Yeah.
That's the original one. But we'll go. We're okay to roll back for that. So we had a few tweets. One of them was a response to last week. We were making fun of Aston. It's a common theme, isn't it? We were making fun of Aston Villa. They play well and get a result. And we were discussing how many points Derby got that season. They were awful.
I told you. Oh, that was one thing. I said last week when we were talking about this, you guys were talking about how many points they'd got. And I said they'd got none. It was like 7 or 8 or something. What was it in the end? 11?
11.
I told you there's no way that Arsenal... there's no way that Arsenal are finishing below that. I know, I predicted it. There's no way that Leicester... Oh, for
Villa.
Fuck's sake, Villa.
Jesus Christ.
No way.
Put the amaretto and cherry aid down.
That Villa are finishing lower than they did. And then they won.
Yeah, so and they're on 11 points, I think. Yeah, but Wayno Rams, who's a long-time listener, Derby fan, said that Derby got 11 points. Fingers crossed Villa can't even do that, but obviously that's just... now. Sorry, Wayne.
I didn't realise it was that bad.
Yeah, well, I had...
Hey, they got one win all season.
I can remember
one win,
getting
the rest draws.
Dicked about 5-0 every week by every team in the league, but didn't realise that they only got 11 points.
That's the only season I've made continuous money betting. Is every week me and Mike Dravniec, friend of the show, put a fiver on Derby handicap at -3 goals every week.
And oh, what gets them at -3, right?
And it won every week because they lost every game 5-0. Incredible.
They were very poor. I think they'll go down in history forever as the worst Premiership side.
Yeah,
literally thought Villa was just as bad as that.
Villa will rank, unless things change around a lot, Villa will rank bottom 5, I think.
Yeah.
Not necessarily points performance because they've still got players, but they just they're just pretty. Or it must be horrible being a Villa fan. Yeah. I saw that video of them shouting at a bus. That says everything about their mental state. but yeah, hopefully your team doesn't perform so bad. My FPL team's performing badly enough for me to shout at traffic. In fairness, so then we had a tweet from Francis Kearney who gave us we were talking about the chips and when to use them, and he says, not sure if you said this, but I think you can't use a wild card and use a chip in the same week. You have to wild card the week before you use the chip. So that's something we didn't know. Probably should have, but we didn't.
Yeah, well, we don't want to have a monopoly on the rules.
No, we should probably have a grasp, though. at some point. We don't want to show off, but we should have a basic understanding.
Yeah, fair point.
Of what we're doing. Have you used your chips yet, Taylor?
I used the bench one. I used that on Boxing Day, actually. But I hadn't used any.
It was the reason it was a particular occasion.
It's festive.
I'm going to put this in the freezer.
Yeah. I didn't get any presents for Christmas, so I thought I'd give myself a nice present on Boxing Day. I found it really hard. Boxing Day was like, I think all my team were playing each other. Literally every player was playing another player on my team, so it just gave me a chance to use it. I didn't do very well that weekend either, so it was a bit of an annoying, bit of a waste, really. But
it's nervous, though, isn't it? It's nervous getting up to your chip, because you don't want it, like, it's obvious to everyone if you fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah. Their triple captain is just that, mate. I just don't even want to use it this season, because I just know I'm going to fuck it up, like, really badly.
Yeah.
I should just put it on weekend, on just, like, a random thing that I don't care about, and then it'll probably happen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
I'm nervous about using them, triple captain particularly, yeah.
Because you never hear about it as well. When people get it wrong, all you ever hear is success stories. It's like gambling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You never hear about people who lose week in, week out, apart from Craig.
Do you remember the...
Or like drugs, they seem so cool.
It's like the one from the very first week we talked about, when someone put Courtois as a captain and he got sent off. That's just, I just know that...
Triple minus 2 points.
I'm guaranteed for my person to score an own goal and get sent off in the game on triple captain.
Well, the problem is as well, quite early in the season, Aguero set the standard of when you should use a triple by scoring 5, and all of a sudden it's like, right, well, that's what we're aiming for then.
Yeah.
And obviously, or when Alden's 4, and that hasn't really happened since, apart from your man Jermaine Defoe. I bet you some wanker somewhere has triple captained him.
I bet no one did. I bet, because there was some who was it? Oh yeah, when Wijnaldum got the 4, there was Paddy Power and stuff. People were coming out with statistics saying, oh, I bet you're pleased if you're the 7 people that triple captained him.
Wow.
But I never saw Defoe tweet.
No, that's true, actually. I haven't seen any of those. So, and he's the only one likely to do it.
Yeah.
So what, Jermaine himself.
And it definitely would have got forwarded to me, I'm sure.
So when are you two guys waiting to use yours?
Well, I'm waiting to see the fixtures pan out on the off chance there's a double game week, which we're still hoping for. And I will eventually just use it on an Aguero home tie when I've got him, probably. There'll be nothing fancy.
Yeah. When somebody is on a bit of form, play somebody rubbish. Hopefully on a double game week.
I'm not averse to using it. If I see something like that, I definitely think, you know, it's a good time to use it, then I will. But nothing stands out at the moment, really.
I'm sure with the Euros coming up and...
You can't use them in the Euros, Ash. That's...
I was really holding on to it. With the Euros coming up and the bad weather and everything, there's going to be some double game weeks.
Yeah,
you don't know. Yeah,
hopefully Messi plays for Argentina in the Euro, so I can put my triple captain on him.
And Taylor's saving his other chips for Valentine's Day and Easter Monday. He only runs out for big occasions. That's it. It's just to replace the eggs that he won't have.
Saving it for a special Euros Bastille Day. Messi triple captain.
But yeah, another tweet we got from FPL Kegger, who has a picture of Rocco from Rocco's Modern Life as his Twitter bio page.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm working in Nickelodeon. There's loads of them there. he asked the question, could Messi score 50 goals in a season playing in the Premier League?
I think playing in this league at the moment, he could.
I think that was in response to a question I put out.
Was it?
I don't know if it's on the things. I said, I heard people kept saying, because he won the Ballon d'Or, I kept hearing people saying he shouldn't have won it. And then I said, is he underrated? He's won World Football of the Year 5 times. And all I ever hear is people saying how he's not very good. And classic that he couldn't perform in the Premiership. And it's like, he's going to turn up here. He's going to face Lee Catamol.
Mike Richards. Yeah. Villa are going to be scared.
Lee Catamol.
That's what everyone always says. Like, oh, yeah, but how's he going to deal with Lee Catamol? It's like, who's the...
Wes Brown did look good for Sunderland when he came, when he tripped over Ayew. Like, the fear of him.
Who's the who's the really good Bayern Munich defender that he did the turn and made him fall over?
Boateng.
Yeah. He did Boateng in the Champions League final. And then and then in the final of the Copa del Rey last year, he dribbled it from his own halfway line, took it round, not near, actually took it in between, nutmegged 7 players, and then took it around the keeper to score in the Copa del Rey final. But yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to be pretty fucking scared.
He turns Boateng into a vine. I'm pretty sure he could turn Lee Catamol into a taxi driver within 6 months.
It's
and retiring.
He's going to turn up and be like, no! Oh, my God.
I know what you mean. I think people firstly, they romanticise the Premiership a little bit.
Oh, a little bit. Jesus standard. Christ.
And also, it's just the easy, like, people in pubs who have that conversation, they don't want to agree because then the conversation homes have to go home to their miserable lives.
Yeah.
So they want to say things like, oh, I wouldn't cut it on a rainy night in Stoke and all those cliches. And it's like, of course you would.
Yeah, because all the fucking Stoke players do. Yeah, Beauchamp loves it.
Yeah, fucking Stoke.
So of course he'd do well because he's the best player in the world or one of two.
Yeah. I think the thing is, it comes down to how overrated the Premiership is. Compared to the rest of the leagues in Europe, where they'll say, I heard somebody say, oh, well, the Premiership's a lot harder than the Spanish League. It's a lot harder to win the Premier League because there are more good teams. To win the Spanish League, you just have to finish ahead of Barcelona and Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. Yeah. but they're the three best teams in the world, so that's quite difficult.
Well, and also, what people forget is that for the last 10 years, ruling Arsenal out of it because they haven't won the league in that long, the Premiership's been a three-team league.
Yeah.
Only three teams have won that.
And how do they all fare against anyone in Europe? Like, well, that's they can't even beat Basel. So how are they going to fucking beat... They're never going to beat Barcelona. I imagine you'd beat by Barcelona every year. Yeah.
And if only there was a European competition where the champions of each country could get together and play in a tournament to see who was the better side.
Yeah.
And then it's like, everyone says as well, so the next tier down, we're miles better, like Tottenham. Oh, yeah, they just win the UEFA Cup every year. But I mean, they lose in the first round and get knocked out every year. But they would win it if they wanted to.
And Seville weren't in it every year.
Yeah, if none of the other teams turned up, we'd win it. It just seems mad. I don't think he would... I don't think Messi getting back would score. People say, I think their main argument is that he's so good because he scores so many goals. And he wouldn't score as many goals in the Premiership, I doubt. But how many... Would you say it's possible that he would score 35 goals in a season?
Yeah, in the Premier League.
What do you reckon, Craig?
I don't know. It's difficult because from watching Premiership football, I've never seen that really.
Yeah.
But I've seen that maybe twice in the whole time watching Premiership football. So,
Ronaldo did it, didn't he?
No. Well, that's the thing. Is I'd say 35 is like a reasonable benchmark, but no one's ever scored 35 before.
No.
34
is the highest.
It's very rarely over 30.
Yeah, exactly. Hardly ever. So then you think if he could, I would say, even if he took 15 goals off what he normally gets a season. Bear in mind, some seasons he gets like 60 goals.
How many? Suarez scored what? How many? He scored 30, didn't he?
So 32, maybe something like that.
With a Liverpool team which now is awful. So if he could do it, and it depends. You can't. I think it's a difficult thing to say. Does Barcelona aren't in the Premier League, so he's not gonna. You could say, oh well, he's not gonna score if he plays for Norwich City up front, is he? Well, because no one's gonna set him up to score. He probably could score some, but
it's a pretty futile.
But it's the same as Leicester, though, isn't it? Because they're not as good, but then you give them a couple of good players and suddenly they're amazing.
Okay. On something that can actually be discussed in FPL rather than further afield, we got a tweet from Oscar P at Footy from afar. Question for the pod. Is it time to move on from bandwagon picks that we have at discount, like Mahrez, Igalo and Ozil? Ozil's not particularly discount, but is it time to move on from those bandwagon picks? What do you reckon?
Who are you going to replace him with?
Yeah, that's
so it gives
thing.
Me an answer to that. That's the thing I'm finding out. Vardy haven't got it at the moment because he was supposed to be... Was he injured this week?
I think he played, but... He was meant to be, yeah.
Yeah. But who's better than Vardy and Igalo?
That's a good point.
And who's better than Ozil? Who would you swap? There's just no one. Like, literally, look in the top 10, past the top 6. It's like people that have done, like, well, maybe for 3 games in a row or something like that. But yeah, so...
The only thing I could say is you could try... Although it'd be a big risk because you wouldn't be able to undo it, is you could go pick the 11 fastest rising valued players.
Right.
You could just reorganise your team. So it'd have, so some players, so it'd be like Aguero, probably Defoe, Rooney. Pick whoever's people are buying in, because then your team value will probably go up by 2 million if you're really lucky, especially if everyone starts throwing in their free transfers. So now would be the time to capitalise it. You could go that way. And just pick a totally random team based on who's popular and see if you can get... Because then if you end up with a 2 million uplift and you end up with a 1.7 million team...
That sounds like PE, just picking a team based on popularity.
And then, but then you could... Then you might have so much money that you could, you know, off the back of that, have a good season. If the expensive players start performing well, you'll be the only person that can afford them.
Yeah, I have to do something drastic.
Yeah, I suppose...
Other than... all right, steady on. Do you know what I mean? Agreeing straight away. Like, yeah, then just come fucking on.
I suppose so. You get desperate times.
That's it. But no, I do need to do something drastic. But I still think you can get a midfield of people, top performers, without, you know, going completely crazy. If you have Payet, De Bruyne, Ayew, Wijnaldum, that's, I don't know, they're still of the same core 10 people.
Yeah.
So.
There seems no one past the top 10, like, when you look at it. Like, I looked at it and I went down a bit, and then I was sort of getting to someone like Mark Noble, who's sort of maybe, I think, because West Ham got clean sheets, gets 3 points every week. So he's higher.
You know, you've gone too far when you get to Mark Noble in that.
He doesn't score, but he's...
No.
You know, so, it's difficult. I think captain's more important than transferring people out anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, relatively. Yeah. I think picking your captain every week is what, you know... You know, getting the 10, 20 points every week from that one player is more fundamental than transferring someone who might get more points.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I agree, though. I think you nailed it though, straight away. It's I'm happy to replace them, but give me who?
Yeah, exactly.
Replace them with. I think that nails it, really. And then we had a tweet from just R. He just goes by R. Rich off. Oh, it's McRib.
Oh, no.
It's McRib. Right, we have to read out McRib's tweet just because
he
gave some shit. He kind of made a joke about his Defoe pick and said made a joke about triple captaining Joe Allen, which obviously he didn't. And then just said he wants to ask the lads, do you reckon Rooney will do it against Liverpool? So we kind of touched on it earlier. But Man United against Liverpool, is Wayne Rooney, is he going to do the business? Who do you think is going to win that match, both of you then?
Seriously.
I think it's going to be 0-0. You know, to be really boring and say that. But I was really optimistic and thinking, Rooney's going to score a hat-trick, but it's going to be 0-0. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
If anybody else had asked, I could tell you.
But not McRib.
I can see into my soul.
I know. He's seen us. He owns us.
Yeah, there's death in his eyes.
I reckon it's worth it. If you're, like, want to take a risk, then I think there's no... It's not bad to go for Rooney.
I'm kind of coming round to it.
I think, mate, if he wants to go for it, like, you know... He got told not to go for something last week, so let's tell him to go for something this week.
Who am I?
Can't we split? Oh, all right. I'm saying definitely don't go for it. Taylor, you say definitely go for it. Craig, you say wait.
I'll say.
That plays out.
I'll say pick Jordan Ibe and go something mental. Don't pick Jordan Ibe. He's bang average. He'll score now.
This is what we should start doing. Do like Sky do, where you just pick every outcome, and then retrospectively you can say, said
he was right.
Pick Ibe, transfer him out, and keep him.
At least we make bold claims.
Yeah,
yes, they're wrong. Yes, some of them are libelous, but it doesn't matter. We make the claim. It doesn't matter. At least we did it. Judge us for saying the wrong thing. Judge us for at least saying something.
Yeah,
that's it.
We're not like these people that don't retweet other people's dick pics.
Yeah,
as long as you've got your pin number, we don't care.
Pin number on your dick and tweet us. But no, that's, again, for new listeners, that's a callback to something from last season. Please don't take that as face value. But do tweet us. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your teams. Obviously, T-Biscuit's not here, but he will definitely, he's a big advocate of tweeting your team before the deadline for the game week. And tweet us, hashtag balls with your team for the game week. And just tweet us any of your teams, any of your questions. Any of the other listeners quite often on there can help each other out. Or you can email us, info@thegaffertapes.com for those of you who don't use Twitter. But make sure you tweet us for your game week. Let us know how you're going to get on. Give us a points prediction and we'll see how you do. And we'll try and do the same. And mine will be the team that you laugh at. All the kids who turn up to class and have to do it in their pants and vest, practically my team, because they're fucking useless. So that's all we've got time for part two. But in part three, we're going to have a quick look at the fixtures for next week, see where we can find some good value, some good picks, and also doing a well-constructed quiz. I'm doing air quotes. For the Gaffer Tapes quiz that I'll be taking on Taylor. I presume that's happening, right, Ash?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Taylor's standing in for Tom. That's all coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. We'll be right back.
Ahoy, Big T-Dog here. Just wanted to say apologies for not being at the podcast record, but, you know, I'm going to be a bloody father, so I've got a lot of shit going on, to be fair. Just doing sort of father stuff, sort of walking around sighing, going, oh. But yeah, have a good podcast, lads. Keep the humour up without me there. And don't mention Defoe, please. And do mention that I'm 175th and Craig is 354th. Make sure you get that in there. But yeah, until next time, next week, cheers and that. I should do my own podcast, shouldn't I? Really sort of professional. In fact, I could do that now. There's actually been a big cat sighting in
Hello and welcome back to part three of the Gap Tapes Fantasy Football. Craig, Ash and Taylor standing in for Tom. We're going to have a quick look at game week 22, the fixtures coming up and whether we've got any ideas of what we're going to do for our teams, what you should do and maybe give you some ideas, some questions to ask us on Twitter for the game week. I'll start simply because I'm doing the worst out of all of us.
Can I interrupt? Your team to hand?
Have I got my team to hand?
Have you got your team thing? Yeah, do you know who's in your team?
Yeah, I've got it in front of me.
Who is actually in your... I meant to ask earlier. Your team, you're down in like 300.
Yeah.
How different can your team be to anybody else's?
Do you want to know my starting 11?
Yeah, we've got...
Last week. So last week my starting 11 was De Gea.
Yeah.
Scott Dan.
Sound, yeah, same as
Chris Smalling.
Yeah.
And Bellerin.
Yeah.
My midfield five, this is where I had a tiny bit of difference, is I brought in Juan Aturbe from Bournemouth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm sticking by that. I'm going to give that a go. He's going to start eventually. Ozil, Willian, Yaya Toure and Dele Alli.
Yeah.
And then my front two was Ighalo and Aguero with Lukaku on first sub.
So you haven't got Payet?
No.
You brought in Turbe instead, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the only difference between our teams.
Yeah.
I've got Van Dijk, so I would say my defence is even worse than yours.
Yeah, because I dropped Van Dijk about 4 weeks ago when they stopped keeping clean sheets. Although they did this week.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm thinking this week of actually bringing in Harry Kane. And I know a lot of people still have him and he's highly picked. But only because Spurs have got Sunderland at home, followed by Palace away, Norwich away, Watford at home. It's a nice little run of games.
Yeah. I brought Aguero this week, but I ummed and ahed about... bringing Kane or Guerrero in for ages.
Man City have got Palace and Sunderland in the next three games as well. And West Ham away. That's not an easy game. So.
No. For one of us.
It's just impossible to predict. Like I said those Spurs games and thought, well, they're definitely winnable. But I don't know. I thought they'd beat Leicester. I don't really know. I sound so dejected. So I beat
them every week.
I think I'm going to bring Harry Kane. I might even drop Lukaku.
Yeah, I have.
Because he was on the bench. And I think if you get to the point where you're putting those players at that cost on your bench, then what's the point?
Yeah, that's right.
In having them. So I think that'll be mine. But other than that, Villa play Leicester, which you think is another 3 points for Leicester. So I'm now in a position where I've got no Leicester players because I took both Mahrez and Vardy out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You haven't even got Simpson.
I don't have Simpson. Although you say he's a top pick.
Yeah, I reckon so.
So maybe I'll bring in Leicester. Leicester player, my free transfer, or I don't know. I'm open to anything. Tweet me, help me, people.
I think Leicester have probably got another 2 weeks, and then until they've really got a hard run of games, and
yeah.
They see because they might if they've picked up form in the next two games, then they might just go through and smash. They've got Villa and Stoke, which are so-so. Then they've got Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal. So it just depends if they pick up form at the right time. They could smash all those three and just win the league.
Yeah, because Liverpool, they're at home to Liverpool, so they should be looking to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe I'll look at a less player. But I think I'd probably bring Harry Kane in, because although Sunderland got the result against Swansea, like don't be fooled, they weren't good.
Yeah.
Like, I still think Spurs could put a few goals past them. But, you know, if you think you see anything else, tweet us who you're going to bring in this week, who you're thinking to captain. Have you guys got any ideas on captains yet?
No, that's it. One thing first that I would say as a tip, if you haven't got the money to bring in Payet, I just don't know whether he's going to carry on playing because Victor Moses is back. But Antonio...
Yeah, and he's been on my sort of watch list for a little bit.
Yeah, he's really good. He looked good. He didn't... we were talking about it last week. I said, you should get him in because he didn't play for ages, did he? And then Victor Moses got injured. Looks really good. He's not super skillful. He's not super technical. But he's just like one of those guys who's just like so fit.
He's very direct, isn't he? Yeah, he just
keeps going at it, and it's like, oh, you can't cope with it.
I think he's very direct. He knows where the goal is.
Yeah,
captains wise, I'd go for. Well, in my team anyway, Agallo, Swansea away. You can see him getting a couple of goals there. Or Payet, because we've got Newcastle away. They look like the two easiest games on paper. Or Mahrez, because they've got Villa. So.
Oh, well, that's a good one as well, isn't it?
Payet's still only, he's under 15% picked. So it's like, it's gone up. He was 7.7% picked when we talked about him last week. So it's obviously taken a big, big raise. But
What about Aguero at home at Palace?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But
so not difficult, isn't it? Because if you go for Mahrez, obviously Aguero's going to get 10 hat tricks. And you spent 15 million on him. Yeah.
With my current team, Aguero will be the captain. Because, yeah, he costs 13 million. They're at home to Palace, who aren't a bad side, but. If I'm not going to captain him against them, why have I got him?
Yeah, that's true.
He's only 16% picked as well, so
yeah, exactly.
So really, like, propel yourself up the league.
Whereas still over 50% of people still have Lukaku, and he's scored, you know, 2 and 5 in his last game. I don't know, we'll see. But yeah, tweet us your teams and what you're going to do for the game week or what you think you should be doing. Ask us some questions. As long as they're not about Jermaine Defoe, we'll do our best to answer them. Tweet them at the Gaffer Tape. But in the meantime, it is time for a well-constructed, simple, quick quiz, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The quiz is, on the theme of the week, the quiz is called De Friends or De Foe.
Okay, smart.
Okay, all you've got to do is it's a mixture of tell me which person this is about. So I'll read a fact. You just have to tell me whether it's Jermaine Defoe, Willem Dafoe.
Right.
Daniel Dafoe.
Okay.
Or a member of the cast of Friends.
Okay. That's amazing. Just have to say, do we have to get the actual person or just say Friends or Dafoe?
Friends or Dafoe. But you have to name the actual Dafoe.
Right. You have to get the right Dafoe.
Okay.
It's 7 to me. So there's only 3 points in it. Is Taylor representing Tom?
It's 10.25 to 7.
Sorry. It is.
Yeah. But I didn't have much time. I was going to do the thing where you translate them all into different languages, but I didn't have time, sadly. And a couple of them are just questions about the legend that is Jermaine Defoe.
Who's Daniel Defoe?
Daniel Defoe, 16th century trader.
Oh, okay, so I'm not supposed to know who he is then.
Well, if you're not cultured, yeah.
Okay. And then Friends.
Pardon?
Then Friends. There's in the TV show Friends.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, Craig's friends.
Yeah, of course. Or like Jermaine Defoe's friends.
Okay, question one. Who, Defoe, cast of Friends, was born on in London in the 24th of April.
24th of April in London.
Yeah.
Okay.
Craig?
I'm going to start strong with Jermaine.
Taylor?
I'm going to go with Daniel Defoe.
Correct.
Ah! Did you not hear him go 18? And then, what was it? Was he born in the 18th?
No, it wasn't. Okay, so 1-0 to Taylor. Who's obviously playing for Tom's points?
Taylor and Tom, yeah.
Okay. Defoe or Friends, 5'10".
Right. Oh, this is tough because it could be any one of the cast of Friends.
Have you got to say who from the cast of Friends?
Yeah.
Can you just say the cast
No,
of
it
friends?
Has to be who from the cast of Friends.
Oh, but this is...
what, their friend's name or the actor's name?
I'll accept either.
Okay.
Right. I've got my answer.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute.
Taylor's going first.
You've got to lock it in, yeah.
David Schwimmer.
See, I think I'm going to go Matthew Perry.
Watch it, Willem Dafoe.
I thought he was shorter than that.
How can it be David Schwimmer? He's about 6'8".
Who?
No, I thought he was short, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, I thought he was short as well.
5'10" is quite short, isn't it?
No.
It's me, though. It's taller than me. I thought Willem Dafoe was like my height.
It's shorter than me.
Okay, so it's 1-0 Taylor.
Yeah.
Okay. Defoe or Friends, who played for West Ham?
This one I should get.
Well, you think so?
Yeah. Jermaine Dafoe.
Correct.
Okay.
2-1. Begin
point. I'll take it.
Okay. Aged 52.
Okay. Ooh. All right, okay, yeah.
Okay, Taylor?
Yeah.
You got?
I'm going to go Rachel from Friends.
I'm going Willem Dafoe.
Lisa Kudrow.
Ah, is she?
Yeah, doesn't look it. It's Ben.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Classic fantasy football.
Solid FPL chat, Lisa Kudrow.
Okay. How many times did Defoe play for England?
That's just a question about Jermaine Defoe now.
Potentially.
Right.
Or it could be about, what's the other guy called? Daniel Defoe.
It better not be a question about how many times Daniel Defoe. Right, how many times did Defoe play for England? Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Jermaine because anything else is ridiculous.
And that's definitely not going to happen.
I'm going to say 37 times.
52.
55.
Oh, yes.
Whoa! What is it, 3-2, Taylor?
No. Did you get anything for that?
It was closest. Sorry, it was whoever's closest. I should have said that.
It's 3-1, in which case.
3-1, yeah, sorry. Okay, who starred in the 2014 movie John Wick? Defoe, or one the of friends. The cast of Friends?
Oh, I don't know the film. Okay.
I haven't seen it. It's Keanu Reeves, one of it. I'll go William.
Are you going to go William Defoe? I'm going to go David Schwimmer out of nowhere.
4-1 Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I knew it was. It was the differential.
Okay.
Running away from Craig, like in the league.
Who wrote The Storm? Defoe, or one of the cast of Friends?
Daniel, surely.
Friends or Defoe's?
Daniel Defoe.
Correct. Yeah. Thought you might think it was a screenplay. How many goals did Defoe get for England?
That's tough. Okay.
26.
I'm going to say lower than that. I'm going to say 18.
19, hold on. Oh. Yeah, so it's a point to you.
5-3.
3, okay. Born in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Is he a friend or a Defoe?
Okay.
Here we go, Monica from Friends.
See, I was going to go her, but then I've got to go different. I think Wisconsin, I'm going to go Matthew Perry.
You're both wrong. It was Willem Dafoe.
Have you just put the Friends in there to confuse us?
Yeah, so what was the score? So 4-3 to Taylor.
5-3.
5-3. That was the last question, unfortunately.
That so makes it 10-8.
10-8. But there is a bonus question for a quarter point.
Of course.
Okay. What is Jermaine Defoe's? I'm even telling you who I'm talking about. How easy is this question? What is his net worth?
Oh, shit. Okay. I don't really have a clue how they'd work that out. I'm going to say 27 million.
Yeah, maybe like 18 million. It's a bit less than that.
Taylor takes the bonus point as well. 20 how million.
Million.
Yeah. According to Google.
Defoe, 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 Defriends. It was interesting. I didn't expect it.
Yeah, I didn't. Truth be told, I didn't do a full survey of his wealth.
As a title, I like it. I think it's a strong title.
Exactly. It's probably the strongest title for the quiz. And it did make a fair amount of sense.
In your reign, I had some great titles.
Yeah, comparatively to...
God help us, next season we've got to do Tom's quizzes.
Jesus Christ. I'm not looking forward to it. Because I don't want to get smashed every week by you.
It's going to be home videos of wrestlers identifying their entrance music.
Well, two for me on the quiz now.
Oh, is it two for two?
Is it? Oh, well, you can come back.
Beat Tom last time for Craig.
Oh.
You can come back next year when Tom plays cock or ball on a podcast. But
So Tom has effectively got 2 points then because he's equaled you. So it's now 10.25 to 8.25.
It is, yeah.
Standard FBL rules.
It's getting pretty close. I'm starting to get worried, but there's a long time left yet. Eventually, it'll be about actual football, and Tom will struggle. So I'll be all right.
The last couple of weeks have been about football.
They have been good. I just haven't done well.
Oh, yeah. You got most of your points when I diverged into Big Cat and wrestling.
Studied, didn't I? Did my homework.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much all we got time for on the Gaffer Tapes this week. So let us know how you got on with the quiz in Defoe, 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 Friends. I'm sure the board game will be out. Can you imagine a Gaffer Tapes board game? Holy shit. Instructions. So please do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your teams, what you got coming up for the game week, any of your betting slips if you win, with hashtag balls, hashtag beef stroganoff, all the really relevant hashtags. So email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Good luck for the game week. Thank you very much to Taylor for standing in for Tom. We should be back as normal next week. Cheers, Taylor.
Pleasure.
And thank you, Ash, for writing such a ridiculous quiz.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Sorry. Thank you. I meant to say this at the start, same as last week. Thank you to... I got a fair few tweets from people saying, whilst I'm in the US for the next few weeks, to hit them up and we'll go out for a beer.
So amazing.
Guys, I'll get round to you. Sorry, Johnny, but I haven't replied to you yet.
Yeah, if you are from around the LA parts of America, then Ash is going to be over there working, needs somewhere to watch football, so let him know. He's not asking for a sofa to crash on, just a pub.
I've got an actual job,
Just a pub will do. He's turning up like the littlest hobo.
Yeah.
Do get in touch. And follow us on Twitter at the Gabba Tapes. That's pretty much all we've got time for now. But good luck for Game Week 21. Thank you very much and goodbye.
test to see if their testicles test. You have to like say stuff.
Testicles.
Oh yeah, everybody together.
Anything. All together now. But it's good you fit right into the testicles sort of method of sound recording.
Yeah.
Which one am I?
Which one are you?
Yeah, on that. Is that, do I count as one of them things?
What, people?
No, really. This thing.
It's like you're playing a computer game. Which
like,
one do you...
It looks like we were each one of them things.
Well, yeah.
Which one do I get to that?
Oh, okay. Well, see what you can work out which one's Craig.
Well, you're both the same one, I hope. I think that's how it works, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of background noise, so let's see how this goes.
Oh, yeah, I see. I was thinking...